श्री जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी श्री जनवल्लभा यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना धीरा वनचारी वनचारी यो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव
ज्यो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य श्रीमद जयंग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ज्यो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य श्री श्रीमद जयंग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की अनंत गौड़ी वैष्णववृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी Hare Krishna. So we are talking today from Srimad Bhagavatam 10th Canto, and the subject is Govardhan Leela, means lifting of Govardhan Parvat. So in 10th Canto, this pastime is covered through four chapters, 24, 25, 26 and 27. So we will see how much we can cover the time permits. see that. So this is a very important and very instructive pastime for a sadhaka devotees, like how inconveniences caused are great blessings in disguise, and it provided if he takes that inconveniences to take shelter of the Lord. So there are various powers in this material world which is beyond our intelligence or beyond our willpower or our physical strength, you know, to understand. It is always against us. These great powers are there. Right? Krishna says that Devi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya Dhrityaya. So this story is also something connected to that, like how Maya is so powerful. No matter in whatever positions or whatever level of advancement you are there, as long as you are in this material world, a slight inattentions can trap you by the power of Maya. And also this story also instructs us that we all are seeking for the mercy of the Lord. But most of the time we are seeking that mercy should come the way we are expecting it. But in reality, this mercy comes not the way we expect it, but the way Krishna wants us to transform ourselves. So it is sometimes taken as for a surprise also. And here the main character we are discussing is Indra. You know, in one of the classes, Radhana Swami Maharaj, while giving it in Govind Kund, before starting this pastime, told, I offer my obeisance to Indra, because he is also an advanced devotee. Many times while discussing, we take it very casually that, oh, Indra has done this mistake. But actually, his instruction for us, Krishna, as usual, he always uses his dearmost devotees to instruct others. So we also offer our obeisance to Indra, means that not offend anyone. You know, we are trying to dissect the fault exhibited by Indra. So in one of the articles, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that generally, it is said that you should not criticize, you should not hear the fault of a devotee. You know, what are the circumstances in which we can actually discuss the fault of a devotee is, one of the reasons is when that discussion is aimed at, you know, as a message to the entire community. What lessons we derive from that? It is not to demean that person. That is one of the reasons. The other reason is, you know, a spiritual master is instructing that person how to come out of that fault. That is another reason, another point where we can actually discuss it. Another reason, individual cases, what I can learn from that. So for correcting that person, what lessons we can learn ourselves, and for in general, for the years to come. Like otherwise, how can Shastra describe the fault of like great people like Valmiki, you know, their previous life, they have done these mistakes, like we have in Chaitanya Charitam, Jagai Madhai. So these instructions are for us to learn from their mistakes, not to condemn their, you know, that devotees for that fault. So Indra is the demigod who is controlling the rains. And every one of us know that how critical rain is for the life in this earthly planet. And without rain, there is no life. So when we see that when there is a drought or famine, so many people die, there is a lot of hue and cry about you know. And even if there is excessive rain, also the same thing happens. Calamities comes. But in short, rain is an essential thing for our life or existence in this material world. And as our Sanatan Dharma, the traditional culture, is based on gratitude. You know, whatever we receive from anyone, we are always grateful for the gift or the services they are rendering to us. Because without, you know, the help of other entities, we will not be able to survive in this material world. In the third chapter also, Krishna explains the concept of yajna, how through yajna, parjanyat, anna sambhavat, all those things he explains there. So here, as a tradition, the Vrajavasis also used to do as a return gift to Indra once in a year, they used to do a yajna for the pleasure of him. And then there is a lot of festivities, charities, and everything is given. So we, if we go through the Shastra, we see that, you know, there is only one God, and the Ishara Parama Krishna, and he is the Sarva Karana Karana. That everything is coming out of him, and he is the cause of everything. And Bhagavatam says it has been realized, you know, Brahmaidi Paramatmaidi, Bhagavan Iti Shabdhyate, in different levels we realize those things. And he has many assistants to take care of the worldly administrations. Just like a prime minister has his set of ministers, the Lord also has his own set of administrators to take care of this material energy or this material creation. And Indra is just amongst them. But otherwise you see that Krishna is Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, like, you know, he is only maintaining these entire creations. But due to our conditioning, sometimes we make a wrong choices in our life. And this nature of this material world is that over a period of time you get implicated in that and it becomes your nature, and without that you cannot survive. I know an example you can take, it is smoking. No child is born with an addict to smoking, right? No baby is born with an addiction to smoking. But when he grows up, he sees ads, movies, you know, the heroes are smoking and they seem to be cool, and the girls attract to the boys who are smoking, or vice versa. Today's even girls smoke. So even though it is very difficult, or it's not palatable, smoking is not a nice experience. Means we see that people are coughing and very distasteful and all those things. Somehow, because he takes that wrong choice, because I want to be like that, he takes the choice of taking to that. And slowly, he get habituated to that. He get addicted to that. And there is a point in his life comes that it becomes part of it, and it becomes so natural, and without that he cannot survive. So this material world, everything, this conditioning is that it becomes very difficult for us to, once you get habituated to something, so over a period of time we get too much conditioned. Without that it becomes very difficult for us to survive. So the scriptures, you know, Shastra, Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, they are teaching us how to overcome this type of conditionings from our life. Because whatever choices you make, with every choice, you are sowing a seed of a habit, and it goes deeper and deeper. And the more you try to, you know, neglect the Shastric injunctions, or the advice of the elderly, you know, wise people, so you become caught up in that, in a very entangled, in a severe way, difficult to come out of it. So here is one such conditioning is the pride of Indra. Now pride comes before the fall. And on the other hand, a devotee, a mature devotee, a seasoned devotee, an experienced devotee, his response to such incidences are very instructive for us. Like if you see the pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meeting the Vasudeva, the leper, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and he completely cured of that leprosy, what was his response? He was afraid, my God. Now the people will see that you got embraced and you got embraced by the Lord. And there is a chance of I am becoming proud. So a devotee, whenever the devotee receives the mercy of the Lord, he becomes humbled by that experience. And he becomes proud of the Lord. He is such a great, and he is giving mercy even to a person like me. And whereas an ordinary person, when he receives the mercy, he feels proud. I am so special. I deserve it. So Krishna was also, seeing what Indra is doing. And the position he is having, Indra, it's very difficult to be, not to be proud means. The rishis, the other demigods, they are all coming and offering obeisances. The Vedas are glorifying him. There is every chance. If we don't qualify to be in that position, even if by chance somehow we get imported, then even in a moment's time we will get overpowered by this pride and other things. So Indira was naturally caught by these anarthas, and Krishna, as a compassionate master, he wanted somehow to retrieve Indira from this position, from his pride, and bring back him to his natural service attitude. So keeping this in mind, Krishna, now the scene is in the Nanda Maharaj, in the Vraj. So Nanda Maharaj and other elderly people are trying to organize a festival. There is a lot of movement, lot of material movements, and people are doing so many things and everything. And Krishna is just a 7-year-old boy. So he is seeing so many activities and the surrounding environment of a festival. He is very inquisitively asking Nanda Maharaj, Tat abhijnyobi Bhagavan sarvatma sarvadarshana. Sarvatma sarvadarshana. He knows everything. Tat abhijno api Bhagavan. He knows everything, but still prasraya avanato apruchat vrittan nanda purogaman. Then he asked the elderly Nanda Maharaj, his father, that what is this festival is going on? So even though he knows everything, but still very humbly he asked Nanda Maharaj, what is all this puja going on? Why all these ingredients of foodstuff, cooking, and so many things are happening? What is the name of ceremony? What ceremony you are going to do it? Are you going to please some demigods? Or who is the guru instructing? And what is the system or which scripture you are going to follow in this specific puja? I see people are just running mechanically around. I am not able to understand it. But you should tell me in everything in detail. Don't think that I am just a small boy. I am a family member. It says, Udasino arivat varjya. Atmanovat surat uchyate. Krishna tells Nanda Maharaj, Udasina arivat varjya. I am not a neutral party. Neutral party can be rejected, being part of as good as part of enemy only. But I am Atmavat. I am your family member. You don't need to hide anything from me. So then Nanda Maharaj tells that, okay, so we are planning to do Indra Puja because Indra is the demigod for the rains, and we are a Vaishya, agro. Our livelihood is taking care of cows and agricultures. So rain is very essential for us. So without rains, we will not be able to survive. So we are trying to do in every year, from generations after generations, our forefathers were doing it. So we are trying to do that Indra Puja, offering to him for whatever rains he is supplying throughout the year. So without the rains, we will not be able to not only fulfill our karma, also, artha, dharma, the trivarga is not able to fulfill that. So that's why we are trying to do this Indra Puja today. So then Krishna starts speaking that, as I already mentioned, in the background of mind of Krishna is he wanted to rectify Indra. So with that, he was trying to say that, trying to speak something which a devotee may not be appreciating it. And he is trying to speak now something known as karma mimamsa or karma vada and atheistic sangya, this type of philosophies he used to speak. Then Krishna stated that the intention was to arouse anger in Indra, to prejudice Indra. So he says that karmana jayade jantu karmaneiva praliyate sukham dukkam bhayam kshemam karmaneivi abhipadyate. So what is the cause of everything? Karma is alone sufficient to determine one's destiny. Lord Krishna said it is by the force of karma that a living entity takes birth, and it is by karma alone that he meets his destruction. Karmana jayate, karmaneiva praliyate. His happiness, distress, fear, and sense of security all arise as the effect of karma. So Krishna becomes a little philosophical here. He's speaking to Nanda Maharaj. So actually we don't need to worry about Indra. In this material world, everything is happening according to the karma. So this is exactly what karma mimamsa theory says, that you do your part, you do your sacrifices, the demigods are forced to offer the result. At one point of time, this was very prevalent theory, karma mimamsa theory. So in addition to Indra, teach a lesson to Indra, Krishna also wanted to teach his eternal associate that they don't need to divert their attention to any other demigods. Devarshi bhudaptandrinam pitrinam nakinkiro nayam rinicharaja sarvatmana yasmaranam sharanam sharanyam gato mukuntam parihritya kartam. So for a devotee who has taken the shelter of Mukunda, he don't need to, there is no rini, means there is no debt to Devarshi, Bhudap, Tandranam, Pitrinam, like that. You don't need to do any of those things. And then the second point he says, even if there is a supreme, he also depends on the performer's activity to award the result. Hence, also the subject of loss of karma. Say suppose, there is somebody who is supreme, but because everything is happening by the karma, he is also subject to the karma. And without, if people are not doing karma, how can you award the result? And as everything is happening by karma, even Indra cannot even change the destiny. He can only facilitate it. He cannot deny it, or he cannot change it also. So Vishwanathakrati Thakur says that in this verse, so demigods are like, they have no function, it is like the nipples on the throat of goats. So they are just a dummy people kept there. And then Krishna further goes on to say that the modes of nature are the supreme controller. Everyone is under the control of the material nature, including demigods, demons, and humans. So everyone is acting according to their swabhava, prakriti jair gunai, which is born out of their the modes of nature. And hence, one's occupational duty is actual worshipable deity. Tasmat sambhujayat karma. Work is worship. So karma causes the living entity to take birth in high-low bodies. So this karma is his enemy, friend, and neutral witness, and his spiritual master, and the controlling lord. So everything revolves around karma. So better we worship our karma only. And then he says that if something is actually sustaining our life, if someone is taking care of our life, somebody is protecting us, somebody is taking care of our sustenance, and we don't actually submit ourselves to that person, rather we are looking, taking shelter from someone else, then we will be called as prostitute. So we as a community are always engaged in cow protection and agriculture. So anticipating that, again, an objection from the elderly people that even cow protection and agriculture, again, depending on the rain, Krishna now starts giving some atheistic Sangya philosophy in a couple of verses there. He says that the cause of creation, maintenance, and destruction are the three modes of nature. And impelled by the material modes of passion, the clouds pour down their rain everywhere. And by this rain, all creatures gain their sustenance. So it is not that Indra is actually pouring the rains. So what does great Indra do with this arrangement? Mahendra kim karishyasi. So it is naturally happening. Things are naturally happening. So you don't need to worship Indra for this specific. Actually, we should worship the cows and the Govardhan hills. So he says then, Tasmat gavam brahmanam adrescha arabhyata makha. So therefore, we should do gavam, means the cows, brahmanas, the brahmanas, and adre. Adre arabhyata. Let's start worshipping makha. Worshipping these three things, the brahmanas, the cows, and the Govardhan hill. Ya indra yaga sambharas tairyam sadhyata makhe. So whatever ingredients we have accumulated for this indra yaga, we should use that for worshipping these three things. Then he sets, how should we do the puja, indra puja, sorry, Govardhan puja means. Told. So let us cook all varieties of nice foodstuffs. You know, rice, dal, sabjis, you know, fried items, kachoris, samosas, sweet rice, cakes, soups, so many items, says. Let's make in large quantities. And let the brahmanas invoke the Mangalacharan and the auspicious mantras and everything. And then after that, you should feed the brahmanas first, feed them, and then you should feed the cows with nice grass. Sorry, after feeding the brahmanas, you should give them the gift. And you give them nice gift of cows and other ornaments and clothes and everything, nice things. And then after that, you give the grasses to the cows, and you should feed everyone present, including dog and dog eaters. You know, this is something like that, the original Food for Life program. It's Krishna only inaugurated it. It's you feed everyone. And then once everybody is satisfied with that, you should all decorate nicely and take the brahmanas and the cows, bulls and everyone, and you should circumambulate the Govardhan hill. And this is where we should worship Govardhan. So yetan mama matam tata kriyatam yadi rochate. So this is my opinion. But all of you feel, whatever is feel best, you all can do that. So then, Sukadeva Goswami says that Kalatmana Bhagavata Shakra Darpa Jigham Saya Proktam Nishamyananda Adhya Sadho Agranada Tadvacha. So Sukadeva Goswami said, Lord Krishna, who is himself powerful time, decided to destroy the false pride of the Lord Indra. When Nanda and other senior men of Vrindavan heard Sri Krishna's statement, they accepted his word as proper. Shakra Darpa Jigham Saya. So Krishna wanted to, Shakra means Indra. Darpa means the pride. He wanted to destroy the pride of Indra. How? Kalatmana. Sukadeva Goswami uses a specific word, Kalatmana. Kalatmana means a powerful time. And all the Gopas, and Nanda Maharaj and all the Gopas agreed to the proposal by Krishna. So then the cowherd community did whatever Krishna suggested. They offered everything to Govardhan. He prepared a lot of bhoga items and offered to Govardhan, and then to the brahmanas. Then they fed the cows, grasses, and then all other devotees have been fed nicely. And then everything is finished. They all started taking a parikrama. You know, there was nice songs were being sang, and then there is kettle drums and there is music and everything. So everyone very joyfully doing the parikrama. And then suddenly Krishna appeared as Govardhan top of the mount, top of the mountain. He appeared as Govardhan and he started eating all the bhoga items. So it has been said, Vishwanathakura says that he has thousands of arms now pulling everything, and actually, literally, he has finished everything. And generally we do annakood offering, means Krishna accepts, but he keeps everything there. But here, he completely finished. Not only there, and Vishwanathakura says that it is as far as even in the Dandagram, he is reaching his hands and picking up the bhoga items from there, and he was accepting all those things. And Krishna was also amongst the Vrajavasis. This is he has done this to show or instill the faith in the Vrajavasis that Govardhan has accepted your offerings and he is very pleased with you. So everyone was, and so Krishna was reciprocating with them in that way because they accepted his proposal, and the entire festival went very well. Everybody was happy and they were joyfully departed from there. So everyone was happy except one person, Indra. He was very furious. I know. So Indrastadatmana Pujam Vignya Vihatam Nripa Gobepya Krishna Nadhepyo Nandepyascha Kopaha. Sukadeva Goswami said, my dear King Parishit, when Indra understood that his sacrifice has been put aside, he became furious with Nanda Maharaj and other cowherd men who were accepting Krishna as their Lord. Krishna Nadhepyo. So Indra had already been afflicted with pride, and Krishna tried to just touch. So Maharaj, Radhana Swami Maharaj in one of the classes says that his pride is like, if you have a boil. You don't need to touch the boil. Even if you see the boil, you pain. It's very painful. Even somebody else sees the boil, you become very painful. So his pride is like that. Kanaka Kamini Pratishta means Indra had everything. Kanaka, it is intact. Kamini, all the apsaras were intact with him. Pratishta. Among the entire creation, there is one tiny village, Vrindavan. There, somebody stopped his puja. He couldn't tolerate it. Just like you have a perfectly healthy body, and there is a small thorn pick somewhere, your attention, entire attention goes there only. That thorn is paining like anything for you, even though everything else is perfectly all right in your body. For Indra, so even though he had everything else intact, his position, his wealth, his followers, everything was intact. But just one small village, he couldn't tolerate it. They disobeyed him. Something similar, parallels can be seen in Prahlad Maharaj's case also, Hiranyakashipu. The entire universe was under his command, under Hiranyakashipu. But his small child, Prahlad, was not obeying him, and he couldn't tolerate that. So that is the nature of pride. Like, you know. Then what happens? Dhaido Vishayan Pumsan, Sangastreshu Bujayade, Sangas Sanchayade Kama, Kamat, Krodho Bijayade, Krodat Bhavati Sammohat, Sammohat, Smriti Vibhrama, Smriti Bhramshat, Buddhi Nasha. So, Buddhi Nashat, Pranashati. So that's how it's progress. So we all know this, but at the time comes, we also forget it. That when you are caught up with the anger, your intelligence doesn't work. You may say something, and rest of the life, you will be repenting for that. Why did I say that? Or you do something, you will always lament for that. So that is the power of krodha. So it actually, and buddhi nasha. You see, intelligence will be completely gone. It's like, you know, it get hanged. So Nindra was telling that, Vachalam balisham stabdham ajnam panditamaninam krishnam martyam upasritya gopame chagurapriyam. These cowherd men are doing something apriya. They are acting inimically towards me by taking shelter of this ordinary human being, Martya, Krishna, who thinks himself the very wise, Pandita Manina, who is simply a foolish, arrogant, and over-talkative child. Vachalam balisham stabdham. So Acharya says that even though Indra's intention is to criticize, but Saraswati is actually glorifying Lord by this verse. He says, Vachalam. So Indra's intention was over-talkative child. Over-talkative. But Saraswati's another interpretation is very expert in speaking. Vachalam. Balisham is very childish. So the another meaning is very innocent, with no pretensions, free from any other duplicity. That stabdham means arrogant, but on the positive side is because there is no one else whom actually Krishna can offer obeisances. So you don't need to bow down to anyone else. Ajnam. So Indra was meaning ignorant, but Acharya says that because there is nothing for Krishna to know, means he knows everything. You know. Pandita Maninam. Indra was thinking that he is, now Krishna is thinking himself very scholarly, learned person. But the other meaning is, you know, highly learned people actually glorify him, appreciate him as absolute truth. Martyam, a human being. So Acharya says that he appears like a human being. So Indra was totally shattered. You know, he was, you know, agitated by anger like anything. So he wanted to somehow destroy. So he was thinking that their prosperity has made them blind. So let me destroy it. So what is the cause of their prosperity? Because they are taking care of nicely these cows. And if you take care of the cows, naturally the prosperity will come. So let me destroy the entire, their pasturing area, their village, everything. Let them, they'll kill everyone. That was his mode. So he calls. So now he calls the Samvartha clouds. So Indra was seeing the pride in the Vrajavasis. Now here again we can see that the world is your mind, or you see the world as we are. Now Indra is seeing that the Vrajavasis are proud about their prosperity, and he was trying to smash their pride, whereas Krishna is planning to smash Indra's pride. So if you don't have, you know, if you are, so it is, you know, in our own life we can see that we also see fault with many other people. Actually, we can see that those fault are in us only. If you want to see, or if you want to see what are the fault in us, you can actually try to note down what is the fault you see in your immediate people. And you can sit back and analyze, actually this is the problem for us only. Bhakti Sarana Sastakur says that, I see fault in others because I have been honeycombed with these faults. Kalayar Dosha Nidherajan means in this Kali Yuga, you can only see fault with everything there is a fault means. When Srila Prabhupada went to the West, if he goes with that type of lens, this movement would have been there means. So if you have purity in your heart, then only you can see a spark of purity in others, and such people can fan it. But if we are full of anarthas, the fault, we only see that fault in others. When we have a cheating propensity, we see everybody has a cheating propensity. Many times we see that, he has a hidden agenda. Actually, you have a hidden agenda in you, that's why you are seeing that tendency in others. So when you have purity in ourselves, if you strive for that, then we can see actually that same purity in others, maybe in a fraction, and we can actually fence. That's what Prabhupada did. I know some of them just coming for just taking prasad in the initial period. Nobody was even helping him. Nobody was even asking, do I need to offer some service or something? But Prabhupada kept fanning that spirit. You know, there were some people coming to take that gulab jamun. Even Prabhupada used to take, you take as much as you want. But fanning like that, eventually they become a nice devotees. So if you are sincere, when we see fault in someone, we should not leave it there. This is Ratana Swami Maharaj was telling in one of the class that if we are a sincere person, when we see a fault in someone, we should not just leave it there. And we should think that, what is wrong with me that I cannot see any good in that person? Or I cannot see a potential in that person. So that is a defect in me rather than a problem in the other party. So here, we can see that Indra is exhibiting that aspect of us. Yes. Where he was overpowered by the pride, he is trying to impose that on the simple-hearted Vrajavasis. He was thinking that these Vrajavasis are completely arrogant people because of their opulences. So it is my duty to rectify that, and he wanted to teach a lesson to them. So many times we also fall prey to this type of anarthas. So we can make a note of it, that whenever we see a fault in someone else, just check what is my state. Because I am reflecting my consciousness on the outside realities. So anyway, he called the Samartha clouds. So Samartha clouds are the clouds which has been called during the Pralaya times, during the annihilation time. They are not like the rains, clouds we are getting the rains here, just flooding our, the main gate is flooded, we are alarmed. So it is said that the Samartha clouds, it is not drops, rain drops are coming. It is like columns of water is just, or you can say that rivers are coming from top to bottom. And they have been, their purpose is to inundate from the lower planetary to up to Swargaloka, from Patala to Swargaloka, they have to inundate. So that is the capacity, you know, if you see in the motor or something, the pumping capacity. It's not a half HP or something. So much volume is there to fill up. So that is the capacity they have. So he called those samvarta clouds to destroy this small, tiny village. Just like using, you know, some tankers to kill a mosquito, because mosquitoes are causing trouble to you. So when the Vrajavasis went back to their homes, they were all with nice experience of the festival, they were settling down. Then suddenly they saw that the entire sky is being covered with dark clouds. They're very dark clouds. Then lightning, thunderbolts, storm. They understood something is going to happen. A heavy rain started, not only rains, hailstorms. You know, cows were trying to protect their calves from these hailstorms and the rain, you know, keeping them together. So everybody, you know, understood that, you know, there is something wrong. So they, as a natural consequence, any problem comes, the devotees always take shelter of the Lord only. They immediately run to Krishna. Krishna Krishna Mahabaha Tannatam Gokulam Prabhu Tradum Arhasi Devanna Kupitat Bhakta Valsala. Krishna Krishna, O most fortunate one, please deliver these cows from the wrath of Indra. O Lord, you are so affectionate to your devotees, please save us also. So again, the Vrajavasis are keeping the cows in front. They also know that Krishna likes the cows the most. You protect them and also us also. It's not that first you protect us, then you protect the cows. Then Krishna smiled and said, why should we worry about this little Indra? We pleased Giriraj Govardhan. You know? So today we have performed so much nice festival for the Govardhan, and he will definitely will protect us. So let us go there. So Krishna, immediately he went to the Govardhan and he effortlessly pulled up Govardhan. So Acharya says that generally when Krishna goes for any fight or any such incidences, you know, first he does this, he tightens his waist belt. But here he felt Indra is such a silly fellow, or, you know, he's an insignificant. That also aroused again anger of Indra. Means he's not an opponent for Krishna. He just went like that, and he just lifted the Govardhan hill, just like a small child lifts a mushroom, or a, you know, or an infant just picks up a flower like that. And then, so as soon as he lifted up the Govardhan, so much of loose boulders and dust were there, so they all fall around the periphery, just to make an embankment so that water doesn't come inside. So Krishna lifted with his left hand, little finger, and holded it up. And he invited everybody, all the Vrajavasis and all the people, to come with all their possessions, cows and everything. You come under this, underneath this Govardhan. There is enough space for everyone. So all the Vrajavasis came in, and they all settled inside nicely. So everybody was feeling that Krishna is actually looking only at me. He is Rasaraj, so he can do that. You know. So Krishna is, he can actually, with his one glance, he can satisfy everyone. All type of rasas were there happening. Because this is the first time that Krishna is available to everyone for 24/7. Otherwise, once he leaves the morning with the cows to the forest for grazing, he is with the cow, with the gopas and the cows. The elderly gopas and other, you know, gopis, they don't get to see Krishna. But when he comes back again in the evening, he is with the parents. So the gopas don't get, the cows don't get his association. But here, all varieties of rasas, all the varieties of devotees are together for 24/7. 24/7 means practically 7 days. So he was there with him fully. And there was a lot of interactions happening. So everybody settled according to their different groups. Everybody arranged, and the cows had enough place to, you know, graze themselves underneath the Govardhan. The facilities were there. And then suddenly Yashodamai was very unhappy. She was feeling distressed, seeing Krishna lifted up this, you know, she is finally a mother. Seeing that how Krishna is holding the Govardhan on his little finger, it is painful to see that scene. So she started scolding Krishna, you know, you impudent child, you know, what was the reason, you know, why you need to disrupt that puja? Was any reason for that? For generations, our forefathers were doing it, we are doing nicely. There was no need for you to disturb Indra. But because of your arrogance, you interrupted it, and now see the consequences. We all are suffering. Everybody has to suffer, you also are suffering. Then Madhumangal interrupted. Madhumangal, suffering? Where is the suffering? Actually, it is a beautiful scene. We are all coming together. You know, it never happened. Actually, it was a nice festival. Now we are all together. You know, otherwise, how can we see this beautiful form of Giridhari? He is lifting the Govardhan. So Yashodamai got angry. You know, you think this is a beautiful form? He is perspiring, he is, you know, it's so, you know, so heavy, Govardhan is so heavy, how can a 7-year boy can lift it and hold it like that? Then Madhumangal told, no, you don't understand. Krishna is not holding it. You know, I am investing my Brahman Tejas in him, and by that it is floating actually. You don't understand that. Then Krishna tells Yashoda, my mother, you don't worry about myself. Actually, Govardhan is just floating by his own sweet will. I am just an instrument with my little finger just supporting it. Then Yashodamai asks, why are you perspiring then? Let him free, you know, let him float himself. So there is a lot of arguments were happening. Then finally, Yashodamai prays to the Govardhan, please protect, you know, Krishna, you know, you be as soft as possible. Don't hurt him like that. So lot of interactions were happening underneath the Govardhan. So now on top of Govardhan, there is another Leela was going on. You know, there is lot of thunder and lot of heavy rains. So it was actually an Abhishek for Govardhan. So Acharya says that there is two storms going on. One is, Kavi Karnapur says that. One storm on top of the hill, Indra is doing. Another, below the Govardhan, there is another type of storm. You know. So on top of the hill, there is big dark clouds, the Samartha clouds pouring the heavy rains. And below the dark clouds is Krishna. His complexion is of the dark clouds. And the top there are, you know, nice rainbows were displayed. And the below the hill, the rainbow is Krishna's peacock feather, is compared to the rainbows. And there is a lot of lightning and thunderbolt happening above Govardhan, and below, Krishna's glances to his devotees is considered as, you know, lightning, and his clothes, yellow garments. And the rains, and on top of the hill, the Indra is pouring out the rains. And here, Krishna's exchanges between the Vrajavasis is compared as the rains. So like that, there is two type of storms happening. One is outside and one is inside the Govardhan is happening like that. Then Krishna just takes up with his right hand, he takes his flute and started playing. He wanted to make some entertainment for the devotees. So then Madhumangal stopped him. You know, hey, don't do that. Because Madhumangal has seen what is the effect of Krishna playing the flute. So in Venugita it is expressed what is the effect of that Krishna when Krishna plays the flute. Vrindasho vrija vrisha mruga gavo venu vadya drita chetasar danta dashta kavala drita karna nidrita likita chitra. Like whenever Krishna plays the flute, all animate object they become stunned, and inanimate object they become like moving. Tarhi bhakna gatayas sarito vai tatpadambu. So the river starts stopping. So Madhumangal was reminded of this, and he told Krishna, if you play the flute, now the Govardhan will start melting. Then what is the purpose we are standing here? We will be washed off by melting of Govardhan only. So don't do this playing of the flute. Then some other Gopa says that, no, Govardhan is very mature devotee. He understands. And he can control his ecstasies. You don't have to worry about that. So like that, so many pastimes were happening. So they were enjoying the association of Krishna for 7 days and seven nights. And at one point of time, the Acharya says that, when Srimati Radharani actually looked upon Krishna, that is the time he got completely lost his control. When Radharani looked at Krishna, the entire the Govardhan started shaking. And Krishna started perspiring and trembling and everything. Then suddenly everybody felt what happened. Krishna became tired. So then all the elderly Vrajavasis start putting there that stick to support. Then Madhumangal told, what are you doing? Why are you scratching the bottom of Govardhan with your sticks? Nothing will happen. You don't underestimate Krishna's power. He is brother of Balram. You don't need to scratch the bottom of Govardhan. Then Yashodamai was also concerned with his hunger. Is for 7 days he has not taken anything. So she wanted to feed something to Krishna. She told, I brought some yogurt and rice and everything. You keep the flute and I will feed you. And Madhumangal told, yeah, it's a nice proposal. Even I am feeling hungry. this is a good proposal, so we can have that. There is a break. So the nice pastimes were happening. So every devotee, depending on their level or their taste for that rasa, they were dealing with Krishna, and everyone was like brahmanas were there. They were giving the blessings to the Krishna so that he may be protected. And the parents, those who were in Vatsalya Ras, they were actually worried. How can such a small boy can hold this such a weight? And Gopas were joking with him. They have full fun. And the gopis, those who were in the Madhurya Ras, they were actually embracing Krishna. So there, like this, the 7 days almost over. Then Indra comes to do an aerial survey. Riding on his Airavat. So Acharya says he was not riding on that Airavat. He was riding on the anger, chariot of anger. He just came to see how things are happening there. So he had an astonishing scene in Govardhan. Even though he tried his best effort, he was so desperate to completely destroy the Vrindavan. Even after for continuous 7 days and seven nights of the downpour of the Samvarta clouds, not even a single leaf of hundreds and thousands of trees on Govardhan has fallen. Not a single leaf. On the other hand, the Govardhan was looking more jubilant. It was like shining like anything. And when he saw that, the deer and other animals atop Govardhan, they were very happy. They are running around like anything. So these things actually made upset. And Indra, actually, he came to his senses. And the Samvarta cloud also came and told, sir, I'm sorry, we are not able to fulfill your desire. We are also exhausted now. then Krishna, Indra also eventually left from there, you know, completely subdued his pride, shattered. Chupchap udhar se nikal gaya, koi dekha nahi. Because when we made that initial statements, arrogant statement that I will teach a lesson to these Vrajavasis. So and the other demigods and his wife, the Apsaras, and all these heavenly people were seeing that, hearing what such a claim he's making. That is the nature of pride. Means we can see that same thing in Bali Maharaj's episode also. When Vamadev came for begging for alms, Bali Maharaj told, you should ask in such a way that you should never go for any other begging, because you are taken begging from Bali. And then at the end, what happens is, everybody knows the story. Right? And then actually when Vindhyavali, she tells the Lord, after Prahlad Maharaj speaks and Vindhyavali speaks, say, you know, some unintelligent people, men in this world, she is speaking only to husband only, because just before that, few verses back, when Bali Maharaj, means he got, actually got, by that Varunastra and everything, he was been completely tied up. Bali Maharaj is telling that, actually this material world is an illusion only. You know, what is the use of family, wife? They are actually a burden only. Like that he was saying. So Vindhyavali was hearing that. Wife is a burden and all those things. Now her chance came. She was telling, some unintelligent people think that they are the proprietor of things and they can do charity. So here Indra also felt that, you know, he can teach a lesson to the Vrajavasis. Now he is also just going, just like a small. So he was like this and he became a very small and he has gone back to his abode. And then the sky became very clear, and now the sun again came back, so everything became normal. So then Krishna tells the Vrajavasis, okay, now everything is normal outside, you can slowly move out. So there is a lot of interactions and other stories in between, because we are just, because of the time, we will just coming to the conclusion of it. That Krishna tells everybody that now you can go back to your villages, go back to your rooms or houses, everything is normal, but no one was ready to move out. Because for 7 days and 7 nights, they were having such a close association with Krishna, which was never possible earlier. But with a heavy heart, they all moved out. And even the cows came out. Then when they looked back, seeing Giridhari, they couldn't resist. They again came back, ran back to Krishna's feet, lotus feet. They started embracing, they started licking Krishna's feet, and the body, smelling the body, like that. They were expressing their gratefulness to Krishna. Then Krishna, through his eyes, they grazed them back outside. And then eventually Krishna put back Govardhan in its original position. Then he just came out. Then Balaramji just embraced Krishna. He was crying actually. He embraced. Then Yashodamai, Rohini, Mata, everybody was there. They had done the arati and everything. They were just checking how the limbs of Krishna and everything. And they all went. They all went back to their respective places. You know? So such crisis, you know, when a devotee comes across such crisis, these are actually their ornaments in their life. If such crisis doesn't come, then glory doesn't come out. Like when Draupadi was being disrobed in the assembly of Kauravas, she cried out to Krishna and Krishna came for her protection, giving her that cloth. Actually then that glorified actually the Draupadi. The intention of Dushasan and Duryodhan and team was to insult Draupadi, but that incident actually glorified Draupadi. Right. So we can see that, and even Prabhupada in his own life, lot of difficulties when he went to West, trying alone, you know, there was no money, and some people were trying to even kill him. But he fully depended on Krishna. Means if you brought me here to dance, I am ready to dance in the way you want. So actually those difficulties and, you know, that initial years of his struggle actually brings out the glory of a devotee. So such incidences in our own life also, if it, but the only thing is we need to take shelter of the Lord in a proper way. How Acharyas has been shown us how to take shelter of that. So when they gone back to the Vrindavan, their villages, the elderly Gopas were discussing, you know, there is something mysterious here, means. How come that, then they asked Nanda Maharaj, means, basically, they couldn't understand Krishna's activities. They approached Nanda Maharaj and asked, how could this seven-year-old boy playfully lift this Govardhan, so heavy Govardhan? Means, it's very difficult for us to understand it. So it's not the first time he's doing something like this. When he was a small infant, not even opened his eyes fully, he sucked the life air of Putana. Okay. Then when he was only 3 months old, he destroyed the Shakatasur, kicking by his soft legs. And when he was at the age of one, he brought down Trinavarta. He killed him, actually. And then, as Damodar Leela, he pulled out the Yamalarjun trees with a mortar, as when he was crawling with that Ukkal. And then he killed Vatsasur, he killed Bakasur, and then together with Balram, they killed the Dhenukasur, the entire donkeys, in a playful way. You know. So then he chastised and subdued Kaliya. How can he do, you know, a small child can do such an activities? So Nanda Maharaj replies that, you know, sometimes ago, when we were doing his Namakaran Leela, the Gargamuni came and he told that he's not an ordinary child. You know, Krishna appears as an incarnation in every millennium, like in a different colors, white, red, yellow. Now he has appeared as a blackish. And he has many forms, names according to his transcendental activities. They are known to me, but people in general don't know. Means Gargamuni is telling that. And then Gargamuni told that by the grace of this child, all of you will surpass all the difficulties. Therefore, he is exactly like Narayana. You should not astonish by his activities. So he just reveals. So anyway, they all held and they go back. Now, and in Govardhan, in Indraloka, so Indra is confused now. He is not able to settle himself. What happened? He is trying to understand what went wrong, where. He was trying to analyze it. He went to Brihaspati. Can you mediate between the two? Now he is trying for settlement. I made an offense. So that is a beauty of the devotee, that once, sometimes he commit mistake, but he realizes, and then immediately he tried to beg for forgiveness. That. He went to Brihaspati to help him to beg forgiveness from Krishna. Brihaspati, no, I cannot do it. You just go to Brahma. Then Indra went to Brahma. Brahma told, I just done the same thing similar like you only. No, I cannot come again. I can't face him. Even he didn't even spoke to me anything. Now, how can I take you to him for begging forgiveness? Now only one person can help you. You go to Surabhi. Now if you see that in the beginning, Indra wanted to actually destroy the cows because cows were the prosperity of the Vrajavasis. Now when Indra approached Surabhi for taking him to Lord to get forgiveness, as a compassionate mother, she agreed. She was not keeping that grudges, you know. Your intention was to kill or wipe out my children. So that is a Vaishnava. Surabhi agreed. Surabhi told, okay, we will go to Govardhan and beg forgiveness. So why Surabhi means, okay. So then Indra was standing there and Krishna was not minding at all. Then Surabhi went in front. Then Krishna acknowledged her. And she spoke to Krishna and kindly forgive Indra. So Ratan Swami Maharaj in one of the classes says that Krishna is not concerned with our power, possession. Or he is not concerned with our education, qualification. And he is not concerned with our popularity. Krishna is attracted by this simplicity of the heart. That's what Surabhi was representing. Indra, Brahma, they all had power, position, and almost all those things. Krishna was not, you know, attracted or impressed with those things. Krishna was impressed with the simplicity. The Surabhi, Mother Surabhi expressed, she was carrying that attitude. So that only attracts. So even when we have a problem in our life, this instruction is that we cannot approach the Lord directly because we don't have that connections. See, again, we need a simple devotee who can actually help us. We can, on behalf of us, they can actually appeal to the Lord. So then Indra started offering his prayers that my intelligence was bewildered, but let my consciousness never again be so impure. He was praying that. So he was praying that let my intelligence, conscience never get contaminated like this again. And Krishna also told him, you go back, no problem, continue your service. And he again warned him, while sending him back, he warned him that Yukteriya Stamba Varjita, be sober, don't get again come under the false ego. Stamba, pride. Because why Krishna was warning? Because it is all the chances that they can relapse. Like many diseases we have in this material world, if you are not careful, it will relapse. And we know that when Krishna again, after recovering the Kuntala of Aditi from Narakasura, right, he went to heaven to give back to Aditi, and then Satipama was seeing that Parijata tree, and she wanted that flower, and again Indra picked up a fight with Krishna there, because it isn't the same, it is just after this, maybe, because Krishna only lived here 125 years, means hardly some years, according to their time period is very insignificant period. Indra forgot all the things. He is again overpowered by the pride. He forgot that Krishna is the Supreme Personality. He again started picking up a fight with him. So this is very dangerous because we also are succumb to such tendencies that don't think that we are, as long as we are in this material world, we will get afflicted with these things. So we can see that the devotees, even they pray that, even you know, the Brahmaji also prays the same way, that before the creations he prays that, you know, please protect me from the false ego, don't get, you know, carried away with this passion, because the activity is such a way that. But eventually we can see that he also succumbed to that. So whom you blame? You know, because certain activities in such, you know, in devotional service is that you may get some power, position, prestige, puja, la, pratishta, whether you like it or not, it eventually going to come. Because, and this nature of this material world is such a way that, you know, it affects you. If you are not careful, no matter whoever you may be, you can see the Indra, you can see Bali Maharaj past time. Sometimes so what happens, the safe position is that don't get into all these positions and everything. Let me be a simple devotee doing you know, let me do only just do Charanamrita distribution or whatever you've been told. Let it be a humble servant. Your mood is that. But you may not even desire to have such a position or anything. But nevertheless, sometimes there is a necessity, there is a requirement, because we are in an institution. So you may be asked to lead some of the departments, or some position has been given to you. You didn't ask for it, but that position has been given to you. But if you are not careful, so in the very first hand, why you have been given that position or what that service, it may not be, you may not be the best person to do that. Most of the time, we know that you are the best available person. You are not the best to do that service. You may be the best in the available slot. Available lot of people, you may be the best. And you don't deserve it, but it has been given to you. But eventually then you will get caught up with all these issues. Now whom will you blame? मैंने तो पहले ही बोला था मेरे को नहीं चाहिए आप लोग जबरदस्ती मेरे को दिया सेवा कुछ गड़बड़ गया और मेरे को ही पकड़ के लटका देंगे सो देयर आर लाइक नो वेरियस एग्जांपल्स वी कैन सी दैट अनदर एग्जांपल वी कैन सी इज अनदर ऑफ अनदर इंद्र नहुषा सो आफ्टर वृत्रासुर पास टाइम So Indra was feeling very morose. Tomorrow I done the mistake. It was not right thing I had been done. He is a devotee. And Vritrasura was telling Indra, that why are you afraid? You are afraid of failure? Yuvatsudhaṁ kutra chitādhatāyinam jaya sadayagatra navai parātmana. There is only one person always victorious. That is Lord. So you don't be worried. You don't worry that you are failure or success. Our duty is to fight. Let us fight. Even I know you are going to kill me. But you come and finish me off. Let us fight. So after that episode, Indra was feeling very morose. So he ran away from heaven. So there was no king to rule the demigods. The demigods become very disturbed. There is no ruler. There is no head for us. There is no king for us. They went to Brihaspati, he asked, what is the solution? So let us find out a person. So they find out that Nahusha was a very religious, nice king. He has already done 100 Ashwamedha yagyas and everything. Let us make him Indra. So now you see, it means Nahusha was not aspiring to be a Indra. He was not just, kab aayega mera turn, aisa kursi ke liye aisa. He was not like that. He was just happy with his own position and everything. But there was a need. He has been called. And he, with all good intentions, he accepted that position. So the problem is not with the person. The problem is with the position or the chair or the activity. Because in this material world, it is the modes of nature will act. And he became the Indra. Initially, everybody was very happy. And then, slowly, slowly, the same problem, the arrogance, the pride, started appearing in him. We don't know from where does it happens. Where does it come? He was a nice devotee, right? At one point of time, many of us also, means nice, but somehow we've been put in management, we started messing up with others, then we are thinking, my life was very peaceful earlier. Now I picked up fight with so many people. For whom I have done all those things? I never asked for it. They are responsible. They made me in charge of this. So Nahusha carried away with that. Then he landed up in telling Shachimata that I am the king. So you are the queen. You have to be with me. So then the demigods having internal meetings, Brihaspati told her, Sachi is a chaste lady, she knows what to be done, she is very intelligent. And she understood. Then she told some Vayu or Agni that, tell Nausha I am ready, you come a palanquin carried by the Saptarishis. And he was ready to do that because he was blinded with his position and arrogant and the desire to enjoy. And there he made the mistake and he been cursed. After that he realizes it. So now if you study the story, who is responsible? He never asked for that position. You know, the authorities has given him that position. And he has been cursed. Now he has to suffer. And the demigods are still moving around there. So many times we also come across some situations like in our personal life. The lesson is that it is unavoidable to take responsibilities. It will come, but whenever it comes, we have to be very grateful and we need to be reminded again and again that we are doing it on behalf of our Guru Parampara and our other senior authorities. Otherwise, just like you see this, you know, means now everywhere you need is very pleasing, green, green, green everywhere, means. But few months back, it was just like scorching heat. You couldn't open your eyes, means. Once the monsoon comes, we don't know from where it comes. Suddenly everything starts sprouting. So it's like that only. The anarthas are there, but the moment the environment comes, they pick up and they start sprouting and just coming out. So, but we can see that on the other hand, a sincere devotees. So even if they were awarded such situations, they have been protected because they have been taking shelter of the devotees constantly. So if you take shelter of the devotees constantly without offending any Vaishnavas. So when we are dealing with devotees, so we may also have some positions, not like Indra, but maybe in our own way we are also small, small Indras. Maybe Indra Kopam. So when we speak with that arrogance, we are the doer, I am the doer, so be sure that we are also going to have the same experience like Indra. One day Krishna has to protect our devotion, so he has to do some calamity like that. So that time, if you don't have the capacity, you will be completely devastated, so you may flow away with the current also. So better to be very careful, take shelter of the devotees, and with the blessings of the devotees, we don't deserve actually anything, but somehow Krishna gives us, the Vaishnavas gives us an opportunity to perform some services. With that grateful heart, if you continue our services, we can sustain. So this is the lessons, at least I drawn from this pastime, that how we can be... We can protect ourselves from the anartha of pride. Thank you very much for your patient hearing. Karandraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.